This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Wow. Welcome back to the Riley Center here in St. Bonaventure, New York, as the Hawks celebrate an 82-80 victory over the host Bonnies. Doug Newton here on the Geico postgame show, and we bring in the head coach, Bobby Collins. And Bobby, wow, what an exciting finish to that game. Your heart had to be racing those final, I guess, 20 minutes, really.
Well, you know, we had a great powwow. You know, we talked about being accountable. Dominique Alston stepped up tonight when Michael Myers got into foul trouble. I talked to the guys about a lot of life lessons today. The scouting report wasn't the scouting report when I went back into the locker room second half. It wasn't even the scouting report before the game. I gave them some life lessons, and I've never seen those guys so in tune to what I had to say. And it's a great win for our team. I'm exhausted.
Who isn't?
It was a great win, and it was a great team effort. And Michael Myers played like a man, and he was really focused, and he was really in tune, and our shooters was in tune. I mean, it was like just a great game to be at tonight. So you and me as fans who weren't here, you missed a treat tonight.
I mean, the performance, the first 20 minutes was amazing. Just the shooting, everything going right, led by 12 at the break. What are you thinking going into halftime? You knew that St. Bonaventure was going to make that run. It always happens like that. What did you tell the guys knowing you had to withstand that push?
Well, I told them, I said, they are a great team. Mm-hmm. They are a very, very good team. They played Pittsburgh to the limits. I saw that game, and we saw how well they can really shoot the ball. I mean, you look at Posley, how he shot the ball. I mean, he had 26 points. He was on fire.
Yeah.
We really didn't have an answer for him. And the 7-footer on the inside, I mean, he had 18 and 12. I mean, that was a very, very good team that we beat tonight. But we were a very focused team, and I know the sky's the limit for our team when we are focused like we were tonight. And I'm just proud that these guys pulled the game out. We needed to win a close game like this.
You and I talked over the weekend, only scored 43 points against Old Dominion. And at times, the slow game, the 50s, 60s, is what, I guess, your game plan can be. Today, you scored 82 points, 10 more than any other game so far this year. Was that the game plan, to just shoot the lights out? I mean, I guess that was the reason you scored so many points.
Well, they were in the 1-3-1.
Right.
And we put our three shooters, Walker, Martin, and Dino out there. And if you're going to do that, you're leaving a shooter open. And those guys delivered tonight. When they were open, they knocked down shots. Devin Martin hit some big shots. Ryan and Dino hit some big shots. And it was just a great team effort.
Mike Myers, you mentioned it, played phenomenal, but then he missed the final 4 minutes after having fouled out. He picked up a cheap technical foul, unfortunately, and that kind of led to his disqualification. What did you do to compensate for the loss of Mike, and Dom really had to pick up the slack down the stretch?
Well, we've been waiting for Dom to do this all year. We know he's capable. We've just been waiting for those moments when he's aggressive and when he's playing like he played tonight. He's a very good player. And he's a talented player. So we would have loved to have Mike, of course. Mm-hmm. But we know we can play without him because we've done it before. And it was just a great team effort tonight. So I'm just proud of this team. I'm proud of UMES. And we look forward to going home for a couple of days. And these guys are really excited to go back home. So I'm going to get in the locker room and get them out of here and get them on the road.
All right, Bobby. Well, I'll let you go. Quite the statement game to defeat St. Bonaventure like that. We know we had the 4 of 5 wins, but this one is really the cherry on top. I mean, just an amazing, astounding win against a St. Bonaventure team that they played really well, and yet you come out victorious.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, last week when we played Old Dominion, we didn't have a very good practice. And, you know, our practice was kind of flat. And a wise man once told me about, you know, trying to practice perfect. If you practice perfect opposed to practice makes perfect.
That's right.
We wanted to practice perfect.
There you go. I wonder who that wise man was. All right, Bobby.
Thank
you so much for joining us here on the Geico Postgame Show. Head coach Bobby Collins celebrating an 82-80 victory against St. Bonaventure in one of the program's best wins in maybe 40 years. Just in an outstanding, outstanding 40 minutes of basketball. From the coaching staff, the scouting report, the game plan, to the guys executing out there, everyone down 1 through 12 tonight.
The Hawks Sports Network.